So what the GOG is planning to do is another study with an IV control arm, but this time it's going to be IV Taxol, IV carboplatin. And we're going to look at two intraperitoneal regimens. One involves intraperitoneal carboplatin in the hopes that intraperitoneal carboplatin will be better tolerated and as effective. There's some reason to question that, but we're going to look at it. And then the other arm is going to be the same regimen that we used in the last IP study, but we're going to reduce the cisplatin dose from 100 milligrams per meter square per course to 75 milligrams per meter square per course to improve the therapeutic index of the regimen in the hopes that it'll be a tolerable regimen that maintains the efficacy. And that study probably will start sometime in the next 6 to 12 months. But the bottom line for practice is that right now you probably should not use IP therapy outside a clinical trial. Number two, if you do, because a patient has seen all the publicity and wants IP therapy, you should have a long talk with the patient not only about the potential efficacy, but also about the toxicity associated with the procedure.
What's your own experience with IP therapy, and what do you say to patients who are contemplating that in terms of what kind of risks do you give them for various complications?
Well, we did a lot of IP therapy back in the 80s, like everybody else did, with ovarian cancer, and basically concluded at the end of the 80s that the responses that we were seeing were actually in platinum-sensitive recurrent disease, which also responds to IV therapy, and that we didn't see any advantage for the IP approach. But what followed then were three frontline trials that suggested a survival advantage. And we, of course, are GOG participants, so we were part of those frontline trials. But we've not done a lot outside of clinical trials since the end of the 80s for the reasons that I've stated. As far as the toxicity is concerned, essentially every form of toxicity you can name is increased on IP therapy compared to IV therapy. There's more myelosuppression, more neurotoxicity, more abdominal complications, both because of the catheter and because of the chemotherapy in the intraperitoneal cavity. So essentially, any toxicity you want to look at, it's increased dramatically in the IP arm compared to the IV arm.